This chazar zech neshabach chazak shvag v'am yehudim zech zbar metziah daf yud gimel. Fact, the Gemara said before that there's a concern that a loan document was written in anticipation of a loan in Nisan, but was actually not used until Tishrei, thus improperly creating a lien on property sold between Nisan and Tishrei. The Gemara asks, a Mishnah says that we may write and sign a loan document at the request of the debtor, even if the creditor is not present. How can that be done? Why are we not concerned that it will not be used until later time, and will therefore improperly create liens? So Ravasi said, the Mishnah is talking about a document in which the debtor gives the creditor an immediate lien against his real estate, even if the loan is never given. Therefore, any lien would be proper. Fact the Gemara. If so, what does that Mishnah say that if a found promissory note allows for a lien on real property and may not be returned? Then we explain that the case is where the debtor admitted to the debt, and the reason it may not be returned to the creditor is out of concern that it was prepared in advance of the actual loan, thereby creating an improper lien. Let us look into the document and make a determination. If it's a document where the debtor gave an immediate lien, it's not a problem to return it to the creditor. And if it's not such a document, we explain that the Mishnah would not allow such a document to be written without the creditor present anyway. And for the Gemara, Ravasi would say, although such a document may not be written if the creditor is not present, in our Mishnah, where there's suspicion about the document since it was lost and then found, we have to be concerned that the document was taka improperly written without the creditor being present, and therefore creates an improper lien. Zakhtamar Abaya said, the reason a promissory note may be pre-written is because when the document is signed, the borrower's property is subject to a lien beginning at that time, even if the loan is not given at that date, and even if it's not the type of document where the debtor gave an immediate lien. Abaya says we have to say this, and not like Ravasi's answer, because if we're not allowed to pre-write a document, then there would be no reason for us to be concerned that such a document was pre-written. Frek, the Gemara Mishnah says, if someone found a get, shtar shichur, a document stating that a gift of a dying man or the gift of a healthy man or receipt of a loan payment, he may not return them to the named recipient because we're concerned that they may have been, they were written to be given but never actually given. Now, according to Abaya, even if it was never given, once it was signed, it created the obligation in the document and should therefore be given to the recipient. And for the Gemara, Abaya only says that once it was actually given. However, if it was never given, we would not say that. For the Gemara, our Mishnah said, if someone finds a promissory note which provides for a lien on his properties, it may not be returned to the creditor. We explain that the Mishnah is discussing where the debtor admits to taking the loan and still owing the loan. And the reason it can't be given to the creditor is because we're concerned that it was pre-written before the loan was given. Now, according to Abasi, this was explained, how we explained before. However, according to Abaya, the lien was created when the document was signed, and therefore the document should be returned to the creditor. And for the Gemara, Abaya would say, the reason we don't give it to the creditor in the Mishnah is because we're concerned that the loan was truly repaid and that the creditor and debtor devised a plan to now go ahead and take the real estate from the purchasers. Fact, why are we going to say that Shmuel can't hold like a buyer? Because Shmuel is not concerned that a loan was repaid and that the parties are then planning to claim that it wasn't paid just to get the property from the purchasers. And more Shmuel will say the Mishnah is discussing where the debtor does not admit that the debt is owed. If the debtor doesn't admit to the loan, why does the Mishnah say that the document is returned to the creditor if it doesn't provide for a lien on his properties? Although the document could not be used to collect from encumbered property, it could still be used to collect from unencumbered property. So why do we give it to the creditor? And for the Gemara, Shmuel is following his view from elsewhere. That Reb Meir holds, if a document is written without a chrayis, it cannot be used to collect from encumbered or unencumbered property. Fekmar, what's the purpose of giving it to the creditor altogether? So thus my Shai said, to be used as a cover for a battle. Fekmar, why give it to the creditor for that use? Maybe give it to the debtor. The Gemara says the debtor says the document's false. So clearly, it's not his to use. Zach the Gemara Vaiter. Well, as I said, the machalei between our man, the Rabban, and our Mishnah is where the debtor does not admit to owing the loan. In that case, Reb Meir holds that a document written without a chrayis cannot be used to collect encumbered or unencumbered properties, and therefore it can be returned to the creditor since he can't use it to collect anyway. The Rabbanon hold that such a document could be used to collect from unencumbered property and therefore cannot be returned to the creditor. However, if the debtor admits to owing the money, everyone would agree that it would be returned to the creditor, and all would agree that we are not concerned that it was truly paid off and now just a plan to try and defraud the purchasers of the real estate. Rabbi Yochanan said, Machloikis is in a case where the debtor admits to owing the money. Or Meir says a document written without a chrayus would only allow collection from unencumbered property. Therefore, we return it to the creditor. The Rabbanon say that even such a document can be used to collect from unencumbered property. Therefore, the document cannot be returned. The Gemara says a brayse that holds like Rabbi Yochanan and refutes Rabbi Elazar on 1 point and Shmuel on 2 points. The brayse says, or Meir says, if someone finds a loan document that has a chrayis, even if both parties agree that it's a valid document, it may not be returned. If there's no chrayis and if the debtor admits to owing the money, it's returned to the creditor. If he does not admit to it, it's not returned to either party. This is based on the fact that Rabbi Meir says a loan document with a chrayis can be used to collect even from encumbered property, whereas if it doesn't have a chrayis, it can only be used to collect from unencumbered property. The Chum say, even if written without a chrayis, it can be used to collect from encumbered property. Now, so this brayse refutes Rabbi Elazar Chazar on one point, because he says that Ermeya says that a document without a charaz cannot be used to collect even from unencumbered property, and he also says that Ermeya and the Rabbanan agree that we're not concerned for a plan to defraud purchasers. The Braisa says that Ermeya says a document without a charaz can be used to collect from unencumbered property, and says that everyone agrees that we are concerned for a plan to defraud, because the Braisa says that even when both parties agree, it would not be returned to either party. We see that the Braisa is concerned for the defrauding of the purchaser. In fact, there's actually a refutation of Rabbi Elazar on two points, not one. But said, yeah, but they're both based on the same, on the fact that he says the machloikis is when the debtor does not admit to owing the loan. That's why it's considered to be one point. But the Maharaj explains that the Braisa also refutes Shmuel on two points. Why? One point is the same that we just said for Rabbi Elazar, because he also says the machloikis in the Mishnah is where the debtor does not admit to owing the money. The second point is that Shmuel says we're never concerned that a loan has been paid, and the Braisa says that we are concerned. So therefore, it refutes Shmuel on the second point as well.